The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I am just fascinated by everything having to do with the funeral that happened.
Yeah.
So, first of all, the whole thing has a name. It's called Operation London Bridge. And if you think that this was just pulled off when the Queen passed away 10 days ago...
Oh, no, of course not.
No, listen to this.
Throughout the years, those involved in the planning, including the police, the media, and the government, reportedly met 3 times a year to discuss and change Operation London Bridge as necessary. Even the Queen herself was involved in planning her funeral.
Imagine 3 times a year since, like, 1952 when she became queen, you have to meet to talk about when you're going to die. And imagine if you're the queen that has to sit in on these meetings and be like, when she was, like, 95 last year, and she'd be like, still here, guys.
No, I don't think they did it when she first became queen.
No, they do. The moment that the monarch takes over the crown, they start planning for their death. This has been fascinating to me.
That's
to
crazy.
Learn all this. They have to immediately start planning for their death when they take over.
It seems like the most useless meeting you could ever go to. I mean, not for nothing, there was a king before her, so they kind of have a plan. Now, I understand the roads changed, the GPS had to update, and, you know, some other things, but, I mean, 3 meetings a year we need for that every year?
Wait, it gets more wild.
Members of the royal family are commonly buried in lead-lined coffins because lead helps keep the body preserved for longer.
So they have this double coffin that they had to use. It's essentially 2 coffins.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the outside coffin, and there's lead, and then there's another coffin inside. And it's heavy. They didn't have, I can't find how much this coffin weighed, but Princess Diana's coffin, which was also the same, like the lead and the double coffin, was over 500 pounds.
Wow.
And all I kept thinking about as I'm researching all this and I'm watching this and I'm so engrossed in this because I'm fascinating is these 8 men that are carrying literally the weight of the world on their shoulders. Everybody watching them, they are in step the entire way. Their faces are stone. They've got the queen on their shoulders going for long periods, and you can't drop the queen.
No.
You can't. Imagine if that happened.
No, that would be a very, very bad move right there. Yeah, but I mean, that's what those 3 meetings were for, I guess, right? Those guys come in every meeting, they're like, the food is here. They deliver the lunch buffet. Let me bring in the coffee setup.
They're the soldiers from the Queen's Company, the 1st Battalion Grenadier Guards.
Well, even when you're working for somebody, even if she never spoke to some of these individuals, I'm sure that she was very dear to them, as she was to many people around the world. So, you know, it's kind of like caring for your own grandmother when you're there, right? Your job is to protect her, keep her safe.
I just can't
get
imagine.
Get a real bond.
How, I mean, physically, that's one thing, because these were certainly strapping young men, you know? But just the
wow.
Strapping
Anna,
young men.
Anna strangely hitting on the dudes that are carrying the queen.
I stared at them for a long time. I'm just saying.
Like, man, that dude was hot. Third on the right. Whoa, he was so strapping.
No, the leader. There's a leader guy that walks in front. I was like, oh, okay.
You're quietly hot for the guys that are walking.
Stop.
Oh, man.
But the emotional challenge of it.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a great job, and everybody was saying, like, how proud the country was of these 8 gentlemen.
Yeah, these 8 hot dudes. Beefcake that Anna loved.
But I will say, out of all the research that I've been doing as I've been watching all this, you know, British history underway, there was one thing that I never thought I would read about the Queen, and it has to do with a woman in North Dakota. Just when you think you've heard absolutely everything about Queen Elizabeth, you learn something else and you just have to smile ear to ear. I love this. Adele Henke. Who's Adele Henke?
I have no idea.
She lives in North Dakota. She is 96 years old. How does she feel about being 96?
Oh, yeah. I can turn a somersault, believe it or not. I can. Whoop-a-doo!
She is full of life, a 96-year-old.
Wow.
So what is her relationship to the Queen, and why are we even talking about Adele?
Pen pal. I call it my pen pal. And I'm going to miss that.
She was the Queen Elizabeth's pen pal.
Oh, that's nice.
They have the same birthday. So they were both born on April 21st of 1926. So when Queen Elizabeth ascended to the throne, she sent her a birthday card and said, oh, we have the same birthday. It introduced herself, and they've been exchanging birthday cards ever since.
The queen,
can you
man.
Imagine?
Right, the
yeah.
queen.
Oh,
there's all these little things about her.
Yep.
That is pretty
she
wild.
She became queen in 1952, and I wrote her and congratulated her, and she sent back a birthday card. So then I sent her one. So it's been going like that since.
Isn't that just so wild and great?
Yeah, that is pretty great.
And yeah, and then, like, they actually talked about things, like, for real. Like, they wrote real things.
I like the jelly that she put on bread because it was the same as mine. It was orange marmalade. And she had written that back in one of her cards.
Sent her a recipe for it. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's a trip.
And is she sad about the fact that the queen is now gone? No, but she did say this.
And may the good Lord help us get to heaven a half an hour before the devil knows we're there.
Do you ever have a pen pal?
She sounds Irish, that one. I mean, I've exchanged letters with people and notes. I mean, when I first got into radio, it's, you know, as a rock jock, you get all sorts of mail from jail. Jail mail comes with regularity. And then you get a couple friends that, you know, you were friends when you were younger, and then they end up getting locked up for bad behavior, too.
All your pen pals are from jail?
Yeah, I would say so at this point in my life. Yeah, I don't really exchange letters with anybody. I would call somebody or text them nowadays with free, you know, if I was talking with anybody with any kind of frequency. But yeah, pretty much all my pen pals were incarcerated.
And what do you write in the letters to people in jail?
You can describe all sorts of things, what you did that day, what it looks like outside. Any one of those things is it's an eye-opening experience for them. What's going on a TV show that they don't have to watch on a channel that's airing it 3 years after it was a thing.
Wow.
Pretty much anything. You could talk with them about anything. But nowadays, you know, they got access to, so you can talk about anything.
A lot different than pen pals with the queen, like Adele, you know?
I'm sure the queen had a couple guys that were locked up.
I don't know if she's returning those. I don't think so.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I was thinking, I only had a pen pal once in my life, and it was when I was in elementary school. Remember, like, when you were little in school, like, they would make you have a pen pal with somebody in a different state?
Yes,
you would write letters back and forth?
Yes.
That was the only time I ever had it. And I was thinking about how sweet this is, like, having a relationship with somebody and never getting to meet them, but you know all about them just through writing letters. I kind of want a pen pal.
Upon reflection, like, what was the deal with us having pen pals in other states? Like, what were we doing?
I think it was just teaching us how to use mail, but, you know, nobody
right.
does that anymore.
They were like, we're going to bolster the stamp industry. We're going to do our best to help them out.
And then they were like, stamps are going to cost like $7 one day. Forget it. No more pen pals.
We're getting rid of that program.
No budget for that anymore.